Hello and welcome to Bridgette's Caregiver Haven podcast. I'm your host, Bridgette Reed, and today we're diving into the emotional journey of caring for an aging parent. It's a topic that's close to many of our hearts, and one that requires a significant amount of empathy, patience, and understanding. Caring for an aging parent can be a challenging and often overwhelming experience. It's a journey that is filled with a wide range of emotions, from love and gratitude to frustration and sadness. Throughout this podcast series, we'll be exploring these emotions and providing you with the tools and support you need to navigate this emotional roller coaster with grace and resilience. Whether you're currently caring for a parent or anticipating taking on that role in the future, this series is designed to offer you practical advice and emotional support. Together, we'll unpack the complexities of this journey and provide you with the resources you need as a caregiver. So, grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's embark on this emotional journey together. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm grateful to be part of your support system as we navigate the emotional terrain of caring for an aging parent. Caring for an aging parent can be incredibly overwhelming, especially for those who find themselves navigating this journey solo. As an only child caregiver, the burden can feel especially heavy. The emotional toll of caring for a loved one can manifest in various ways, from the constant stress of balancing responsibilities to the nagging guilt and resentment that can arise from feeling like you're never doing enough. That overwhelming sense of exhaustion, both physical and emotional, can truly take its toll. It's crucial to acknowledge these emotional challenges and recognize that it's okay to feel this way. Managing stress, setting boundaries, and maintaining emotional well-being will be our focus moving forward. Understanding that you're not alone in these struggles is the first step toward navigating this unique journey. The weight of decision-making, finances, and daily chores fall on your shoulders, but don't carry this weight on your own. As caregivers, it's important to recognize that stress is a major challenge we face. The emotional, physical, and mental demands of caring for an aging parent can take a toll on our well-being. It's crucial to pinpoint the signs of burnout, as they can manifest in various ways: feeling overwhelmed, fatigued, or easily irritated. One quick actionable tip to find relief in our daily routines is to incorporate deep breathing exercises into our day. Taking just a few moments to focus on our breath can provide instant relief from the demands of caregiving. Additionally, scheduling short breaks throughout the day allows us to step away, regroup, and recharge. These moments can help us manage stress more effectively, ensuring we are better equipped to care for our loved ones. Remember that prioritizing our own well-being is essential in order to continue providing the best care for our aging parents. Managing stress while caring for an aging parent requires more than just deep breaths. It calls for intentional self-care that brings you genuine relief and joy. While traditional methods like meditation and journaling can be helpful, consider stepping outside the usual stress management box. Try an exercise class, not just for fitness, but for the social and mental break it provides. Whether it's dance, kickboxing, or even a laughter yoga session designed to uplift your mood. If you don't have a pet, look into pet sitting services or volunteer at an animal shelter. Spending time with a furry friend can lower stress levels and bring moments of pure, unconditional companionship. Engaging in creative activities like painting, singing, even adult coloring books can serve as a mental escape, helping to refocus your energy on something enjoyable and calming. Setting boundaries is absolutely crucial when it comes to caring for an aging parent. It's about protecting your own time and energy so that you can continue to provide the best care possible. Saying no to unrealistic expectations, delegating tasks, and setting time limits are all examples of boundaries that you may need to set. Communicating these boundaries effectively to your family and even to your parent is key. It's important to do this with empathy and understanding, but also with firmness. You deserve to have a balance in your life, and setting these boundaries is a way to ensure that you can continue to provide the care your parent needs without sacrificing your own well-being. I know this is difficult, but it's crucial to remember that taking care of yourself isn't a selfish act. It's a necessary one. Small daily practices can make a world of difference when it comes to maintaining emotional well-being while caring for an aging parent. Whether it's finding time for a quick exercise routine, taking a few moments to journal your thoughts and feelings, or reaching out for support from friends or a support group, these small actions can have a big impact on your emotional state. Prioritizing yourself may initially feel uncomfortable and even guilt-inducing, but it's essential for your own well-being and, ultimately, for the well-being of your aging parent. By maintaining emotional stability through self-care, you'll be better equipped to navigate the challenges and demands of caregiving. So, remember to prioritize yourself without reservation or guilt. It's not only beneficial for you, but it also positively impacts your ability to provide the best care for your loved one. Navigating the challenges of caring for an aging parent can be emotionally taxing and overwhelming. It's important to remember that you are not alone in this journey. There are numerous resources and support systems available to help you cope with the emotional toll of caregiving. First and foremost, remember to take care of yourself. It's easy to get caught up in the demands of caregiving and neglect your own well-being. Reach out to friends and family for emotional support. And don't hesitate to seek professional help if you're feeling overwhelmed. Many communities offer support groups for caregivers, providing a safe space to share experiences and receive encouragement from others who understand what you're going through. These groups can offer valuable emotional support and practical advice for managing the challenges of caregiving. There are also a variety of online resources and forums where caregivers can connect with others facing similar challenges. These virtual support systems provide a sense of community and can be a source of comfort during difficult times. In addition to emotional support, consider exploring local resources such as respite care services, which offer temporary relief for caregivers by providing professional assistance with caregiving duties. Taking regular breaks and prioritizing self-care is essential for maintaining your emotional well-being. Remember, it's okay to ask for help. Don't be afraid to lean on others and utilize the resources available to you. You deserve support and understanding as you navigate the emotional complexities of caring for an aging parent. You are not alone. In conclusion, we've covered some strategies for emotionally surviving the journey of caring for an aging parent. Stress management, setting boundaries, and prioritizing self-care are crucial aspects to consider in this journey. As we wrap up, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on one small change you can make this week to better manage the emotional challenges you may be facing. Whether it's setting aside dedicated time for self-care, reevaluating boundaries, or seeking additional support, every small step can make a significant difference. I know these strategies do not nearly remedy all the stress, emotions, loneliness you are dealing with, but you don't have to navigate this journey alone. If you're feeling overwhelmed and could use some guidance, consider booking a consultation to explore how coaching can help you navigate this journey with more confidence and peace of mind. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you found this episode helpful and insightful. Take care and remember to embrace this journey with compassion and balance. This is Bridgette Reed. Remember, you're not in this alone. I see you, I hear you, and I'm here to help you navigate this journey with strength and support. Take a deep breath, take care of yourself, and know that you've got this, and I've got you. Until next time, be be kind to yourself.